The title of the second album, it was just like a silly little poem that I wrote. It wasn't even supposed to be a song. And I had written it when I was going on tour. I just got onto the tour bus and I'd been in Spin, on the cover of Spin magazine. And they had really spun it to be like that I was a crazy little sad, you know, loose cannon girl. And I got on the bus, and very unlike me, I opened up Spin magazine, and it was the issue afterwards where the people write in the letters. And I was so stupid. I looked at the letters that people wrote in, and not one was good. It was all people talking about how annoying I was, how crazy, but it was just all terrible stuff. And it was right when I'd got on the bus to go back out on tour, and I was exhausted and I didn't want to go anyway. And I read that and I was like, what's the use? And I got so sad, but there was no way for me to like curl up in a ball and die because we had to go out on the road. So I kind of got, I tried to give myself a little pep talk, which a lot of my songs and are pep talks to myself. Extraordinary Machine is a pep talk, you know. And so I wrote a little pep talk to myself just sitting there, like on writing on the back of the magazine. And when it came time to name the next album, I think it became kind of a joke for me because I feel silly about naming the albums because each song is its own little world to me. And the fact that, you know, you just, when you have 10, you make an album. But I, you know, my first album was called Title, and it made sense, but it was also kind of a joke about having a title. And then I just thought, well, I'm gonna put that poem, and I thought that just using When the Pawn sounded kind of cool. And so I put that in. And the cool thing about that is that I didn't do this on purpose, but I got so much crap for putting that 90 word thing. And, you know, of course it was like, you know, stole the thunder of the actual album at first because everyone was like, oh God, she's so annoying. She had to go and do a 90 word album to get attention or something. And I really was just kind of kidding around, but I don't care what anybody says because it's the coolest thing. I'm in the Guinness Book of World Records. And no bad, and unless somebody goes out and makes an album with 91 words, I'm in the Guinness Book of World Records. And I think that that's well worth any kind of flack that I got.